And now we are joined on the line once more today by Marve from Hiker Retreat. G'day, Marve.
Kia ora Craig, and kia ora everyone.
How you doing today, Marve?
I'm good. Just did some work down at the food forest, and now I'm enjoying the shade of the other grown trees.
And you're out Phillips Roadways, near the beautiful Aotea Harbour, and hot out there as well, because it's very, very hot here in Whanganui town today.
Yeah, we are like settled amongst the Pakoka Scenic Reserve, which is like right next to Aotea Harbour, but that's on like the Raglan side. I mean, it's hot, but I think we're also lucky to have a lot of trees around us, so it kind of balances out, like, you know, there's sun, but also there's shade, and we also have the lovely harbour to go swimming.
Nice, yes, all right. And we're talking today because on this Saturday, the 25th of November, you're having a food forest design course out there at your beautiful spot out of Hākia retreat there.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, when we had, like, the permaculture, introduction permaculture courses, food forest is always, like, what people want to learn more about. And from there, we decided to, like, put up a food forest course, and we're going to go through like couple of different topics, like designing a food forest, what is a food forest, and planting a food forest, and managing a food forest. I feel it should be a lovely day and definitely set people up for their like own project and how to set their own food forest.
Yes, and just remind us, how long have you guys been sort of developing a food forest out there, Marve?
So our planting started like a couple years ago, so we're quite fresh. And even like on Saturday where we will be teaching the course, that area is like planted last year in November. So that will be really amazing examples for people to see like how much you can actually achieve in 1 year, how much growth you can get in 1 year. Mm. And, you know, like with the food forest concept, one of the things we really encourages stacking, like so having different layers and having like fruit trees or plants like perennials that fruit in different times. So at the moment, like we have tamarillos down there and they already have flowers, they're fruiting, so they were planted 1 year ago.
Gee whiz.
So that's kind of, yeah, that's kind of the idea, like stacking and getting fruits from like very early on, and then having this like climax trees like avocados or
yeah,
until then.
Yeah, so, well, it sounds like a good idea. Avocados, that take, what, maybe 3 to 5 years or something to fruit? Would that be right?
Yeah, and everyone loves avocados. They are definitely the highlight trees. Yeah, and, like, trees like avocados, like, they're from the rainforest, so they're grown in company of other trees, and that's, like, kind of the method. So, like how, what I will be teaching is kind of mixture of like permaculture, food forest, and the syntropic agroforestry. So it's not really as pure as like syntropic agroforestry, but it has a lot of elements from that, and yeah, it's kind of combined with like the that permaculture perspective, like put together. I find that like for me, it's really good combination. So I want to share that with people.
Yes. No, it rings a bell to me, syntropic agroforestry, I think it was, wasn't it? Those good people from up north, I can't remember her name, but they're mates of yours.
Thermodynamics, and Sean.
That's right, yeah. And yeah, it sounded really interesting. So you're sort of plucking a bit of stuff out of there, out of that sort of system, and a bit of permaculture, a bit of this, a bit of that, and Ella, there we are, right?
Yeah, I guess, like, that's the thing. We all have to find out what works for us, because everyone's, like, situation, like, garden or area is very unique. They are all very unique. So, yeah, kind of mix and match. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, permaculture is, like, a bigger term, like, umbrella term that under that, like, syntropic agroforestry comes, because that's, like, a method to regenerate the land, and it's all about that regeneration. Mm. So I'm taking a lot of concepts from that, like using biomass producers and nitrogen fixers to like cycle nutrients and like kind of kickstart like the whole system, but also making it not as one thing about syntropic agroforestry, it requires management, like intensive management, I would say.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of bringing down that in my own system. Like there's still chop and drop and pruning and resetting the system, but yeah, not as much, I would say. So it's like a mixture. I wouldn't really call it syntropic agroforestry, but it's not really like that permaculture guild when you plant like central like fruit tree around like other herbs and things like. It's not that either. So it's like agroforestry. My own thing.
Yeah, right on. Okay, and how many tickets you got left for how many spaces you got left available for the fans out there for Saturday, this Saturday, the 25th of November?
Yeah, we have 3 more spaces if anyone is keen. Yeah, that'd be lovely to have more people and share. And especially now is like really good time to do mainly like tropical plantings. It's still early in the season, like the ground is quite moist and the heat is here, best time to grow. So for this Saturday, we are planning to actually walk where we have the trees, but we are planning to plant bananas, babaco, and cherry moya.
Those
are like the main kind of tropical, and cherry moya will be the like the climax plant. And then we also have like other things like the acorn. That's a really amazing fast crop that we will get some tubers this winter, and also that gets mixed with the annuals as well, some pumpkins and seeds and berries, etc. Thanks. Amazing.
Nice. Yeah, a lot going on as always out there. That's great to hear, Marve. All right, and so what's the times for the thing this Saturday on the 25th?
It will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 to 4, yep.
Yeah, 10 to 4, and also we have morning tea and lunch provided.
Oh, very nice. Are you cooking, Marve?
Yeah, I am cooking, so I'm excited about that too.
Yes.
Planning some nice treats.
And the people coming should be excited too, because I know how good a cook you are too, Marve. Of course, you've done your Turkish cooking treats for two people last year, wasn't it, or this year maybe?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did the cooking course, and I actually done a few other cooking things since then, so that's exciting as well. I definitely enjoy like cooking, and for our last course I cooked as well, and that was really nice. I had like actually 2 chefs came to the course, and it was really nice to have this like thing with the chefs and like appreciate the food we are having. But to me, that's like the natural progression. Like we are growing all these fruits and veggies, and it's the creation, like how we can create like really nutritious but also super like yummy and kind of satisfying food.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, well, you're multi-talented, no doubt about that, Marve. You know, you do that. You do your gardening, do your cooking, and plus also you're doing the, is it the secretary role for permaculture, or PINS, Permaculture New Zealand?
Yeah, I've been doing the newsletter. That's another thing I enjoy. I quite like writing.
Yeah.
And I guess like researching into topics that interest me. So yeah, that has been a really good channel for me to share that with other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so there's 3 spots left. You better get in quick, folk. They always sell out there. So 3 spots left for the Food Forest workshop on this Saturday, the 25th of November, out on Phillips Road at Hakiri Retreat from 10 to 3, did you say, was it?
4.
10 to 4. 10 to 4. And morning tea and lunch provided. Fantastic. All right, Ma. Anything else you want to kind of add while I got you on here?
Not really. Just wishing everyone a good day, and I hope they're growing and regenerating the land.
Fine thoughts to end with. Thank you, Marve. And I can't make it because I'm going to be down Palmerston North, but I hope it will go swimmingly well, and I'm sure it will.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thanks for your time, Marve. And have a lovely day out there.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. Here we are. That was Marve there from Hakiri Retreat. And as you heard, yes, doing a Food Forest workshop course this Saturday from 10 to 4 out there. So, yep, there are only 3 spots left. So, you get into that, folks, if you can. Make it for Saturday, 10 to 4.